Brian, thank you very much. It is 3 minutes past 11 now, and banks have introduced tighter checks on mortgage applications for customers receiving payments through the government's temporary wage subsidy scheme, with more than 400,000 workers continuing to avail of the scheme amid the COVID crisis. The new measures are affecting countless mortgage customers, despite the fact that they have not lost their job. Well, I'm joined now by Ono Brin, Sinn Féin TD for Dublin Midwest and the party's housing spokesman, and in a moment I will also speak to Brian Hayes, Chief Executive of the Banking Payments Federation of Ireland. And thank you both very much for joining me this morning. Owen, your issue with this is that some lenders, AIB is one of them, has a ban for applicants availing of the wage subsidy scheme.
Absolutely. And our real concern is that it's a blanket ban that's been applied by some, but not all of the banks. For quite a number of weeks, TDs, myself included, have been contacted by constituents. They're still in full-time employment. In many cases, they're still receiving exactly the same wage as they received before, because they're not only getting the wage subsidy scheme, but their employers are topping up the wage, which clearly indicates that their employment is secure. In cases where people had pre-approval, that pre-approval for the mortgage has been withdrawn. I've dealt with two or three cases where people had actually signed contracts, and either A, the contract was put on pause, or they were told that they couldn't proceed with any purchase until, for example, they had two post-wage subsidy scheme COVID wage slips, you know, to demonstrate that their employer was paying their full wage again. In both of these cases, people have lost homes that they were hoping to buy. There's uncertainty about what happens with the deposits. And it just seems to make no sense that we have one bank, Bank of Ireland, who I understand is taking a case-by-case assessment of this, where three other banks have this blanket ban, and at a time when people are already deeply frustrated at the failure of banks to play their part, and particularly in terms of charging additional interest during mortgage holidays, it smacks of that same arrogance of the banks, that for all of the taxpayers' money that they've been given and all of the government influence that we have in one of the pillar banks, they're letting people down again and again. We're not talking about banks risky lending to people who've lost their jobs. This is people still in employment, still getting 100% of what was their previous wage. And now their future is very, very uncertain. And I don't think that's acceptable at all.
They're getting 100% of their previous wage now. But would you accept that in a lot of instances, people's employment future prospects are different, or possibly different, may change?
And that's why we're calling for the end of the blanket ban and for banks to take a much more nuanced approach to this. So look, I mean, I've dealt with very large numbers of constituents who lost their homes after the last property crash through repossession and mortgage default, partly, of course, because of the appalling housing and mortgage lending policies of Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. So I'm a conservative when it comes to mortgage lending. But the idea that you could just apply a blanket ban and not take into account the specific circumstances of each case. Like, if I get mortgage approval today on the basis of my current circumstances, the bank doesn't know 100% where I'm going to be in a year or 5 years or 10 years. There's a risk assessment done. The same needs to be done here. And again, if an employer is not only keeping me on the books with the wage subsidy scheme, but also paying me the full top-up, that suggests a far greater security of employment than, say, somebody who's only on the 70% or those people, unfortunately, who have been temporarily laid off. So it's the blanket nature and deeply unfair nature of this ban. And again, it's the banks looking after themselves and not thinking about the needs of the customers.
Okay, all right. If you take this, people who are on the wage subsidy scheme but only getting, as you say, the 70%, their employer aren't topping up their wages, would you accept that those people should have their mortgage approval paused until it's clearer what their future employment prospects are?
My position is that each case needs to be looked at on its merit. So, for example, you could have a situation where you have a couple. One is on the wage subsidy scheme at 70%. The other earner is on the full wage. An assessment may be made that, in fact, no, that they don't have any higher level of risk. And that's why each case, and you know, any mortgage broker knows this, is different.
That nobody really knows at this point what the level of risk is. There is huge uncertainty about many industries. I mean, you could the point, obviously, to the hospitality industries as being extremely risky, but there are others too, areas of work where, you know, small businesses, things like that, that they don't know if they're going to be open in 6 months. So how is the bank supposed to bank on the fact that they will be open in 6 months?
And that's precisely my point. There should be no blanket policy here one way or another. There should be a case-by-case individual assessment, as there should ordinarily be with a mortgage. And the problem here is this. Why is it that one of our pillar banks is doing that and that's the right approach and three others aren't? That's the problem. I'm not saying that the banks should just continue lending to whoever, irrespective of the circumstances. Reckless lending got this country and huge numbers of households into great difficulty. All I'm saying is an across-the-board blanket ban isn't the right approach. And what we need is individual assessment so that level of risk can be assessed, but not just in the interest of the bank, but also in the interest of the household.
Sure, what I'm asking you is, do you think it's possible, even if the banks were to do individual assessments, to make a real realistic assessment of what's likely to happen to anybody's wages in the next year or so, for example? You know, can anybody predict, even if the banks were to do the approach that you're suggesting, can they really predict with certainty that this person is likely to have a job, or is everything too uncertain now?
Well, again, I go back to the fact that if Bank of Ireland think they can do it, I don't see why the other banks can't do it as well.
All right. Well, stay on the line, Owen. We're joined also by Brian Hayes, Chief Executive of the Banking Payments Federation of Ireland. And Brian, to Owen's point there, three of the banks aren't doing this blanket ban. So does it make sense that one is?
Well, there's no blanket ban across the industry. There's no industry position on this, Sarah. To Owen's point, we have different lenders who exist in the Irish lending market. They have individual credit decisions. They're each individual regulated entities, and they're responsible for their own credit decisions, bank by bank. I suppose the question is it surprising or unreasonable in a circumstance where these temporary COVID subsidy measures are in place that banks will look closely at applicants who are coming forward? I mean, the very nature of something, it's temporary. It's not guaranteed for 20 years or 10 years. God knows we don't want it guaranteed for that length of time. But the point is this, if you're taking out a mortgage, it's a pretty serious thing. It's a loan, not just for 6 months or 12 months. It's a loan for 20, 25, 30 years. And I think in that circumstance, lenders will look at closely at people's ability to pay. Mm. Where stands someone's employment prospects? Where are they in a very vulnerable sector right now? What's their savings position, their profession? How much deposit are they putting down?
Yeah, but I suppose...
On a case-by-case basis.
Well, I suppose Owen's point is it's not. It's not an AIB on a case-by-case basis. It's that if you're on the temporary wage subsidy scheme, then your mortgage approval will be paused.
That might be the position for AIB, but for other banks, it may not be the position.
So is AIB right or wrong in your view to take that approach?
AIB will answer for itself on this issue. What I'm saying is it is not unreasonable that banks would be looking closely at this issue. But the other point I'd say is this, it's the law. I mean, Owen may not remember this, but in 2012, we fundamentally changed the law when it comes to lenders' responsibility to borrowers. Lenders must do full credit assessments. Borrowers have to show an ability to repay, and that is the law. And I would also, you know, whatever about politicians saying one thing or banks saying another, we have an independent regulator. That independent regulator is the Central Bank of Ireland. They have made it perfectly clear that banks are expected to look beyond the immediate situation of COVID, to look beyond the short term and ask themselves fundamental questions in the interest of borrowers. Can an individual repay this loan?
All right, so what I'm asking you, Brian, is as Chief Executive of the Banking Payments Federation of Ireland, what I'm asking you is it right to impose a blanket ban on people who are receiving the temporary wage subsidy scheme in terms of mortgage approvals? Is that the right thing to do for a bank?
The right thing to do is for lenders who are operating in a competitive environment to put their policy out there and for lenders and borrowers to engage. The right thing to do is for those borrowers to see an opportunity in how they can go forward. In the last 2 months, Sarah...
I don't understand what that means.
What popped a bit?
That lenders or borrowers should look at an opportunity to go forward. What does that mean?
That means, say, in the last 2 months, 4,000 mortgage drawdowns have happened in the Irish banking sector across all the different banks. Even at a time of such uncertainty, mortgage approvals, which are down about 50% from where they were last year, but mortgage approvals and drawdowns have actually gone forward.
Sure, but nobody's disputing that. I'll just bring you back to my question. Is it the right thing to do for a bank to impose a blanket ban on employees who are receiving the temporary wage subsidy scheme, or receiving mortgage approval? Is that the right thing to do?
That depends on their credit position. I would imagine in every case that an individual will go to a bank, and that full assessment will emerge in that circumstance.
But is that not the whole point here, that there's not going to be individual assessments in the case of AIB, that if you're on the temporary wage subsidy scheme, the income coming into your house has not changed. You don't expect it to change. You expect to continue working, your employer expects you to continue working, and AIB turns around and says, well, actually you can't buy your house because you're on the temporary wage subsidy scheme. I'm asking you if that blanket ban is the right thing to do.
I don't believe that a blanket ban is in case across the banking sector. That is not the position. Each individual bank will account for itself in terms of its own policy in this area. Mm-hmm. We have seen some banks which have actually asked employers, will they simply send a letter into the bank to confirm that when the temporary supports come to an end, that person's job remains in place. And we're waiting to see whether employers can do that. It will depend bank by bank. But the idea that we're going to have some kind of political banking system now where decisions are going to be taken in that way as against individual decisions of banks will get us back to where we do not want to be. We're not going back on a road 10 years travelled whereby decisions were taken where debt was heaped on people which they could not pay. We still have about 28,000 people in this country which have not been able to pay their mortgage in over 2 years. That became bad lending by banks.
Sure, but Brian, no one is suggesting any of that. The question here is whether people... In what way have I suggested anything of the sort? The banks should recklessly lend?
I think in any credit assessment, a number of things have to happen before a bank can decide if that person is able to repay. And it is around stress testing someone's employment, stress testing their ability to pay, stress testing their position in terms of deposits and savings.
Yes, and I think everyone agrees on that. So again, I might ask you just a final time on this. You're saying that there's a number of banks who are looking at individual positions on this and looking at people's individual circumstances. There's one bank that's not. They've imposed a blanket ban. I am asking you, as the chief executive of the Banking Payments Federation of Ireland, is a blanket ban appropriate for people who are trying to get mortgage approval but are on the temporary wage subsidy scheme?
I'm answering your question by saying it will depend on the individual credit decision of that bank and other banks. It is not up for the industry, just let me make the point, it is not up for the industry to determine what each bank shall do. It will very much depend on where each bank sees its credit position. And that's irrespective.
But why would its credit position change in relation to a blanket ban or not? I mean, that wouldn't affect its credit position.
Well, because it would depend on each bank. Each bank has its own credit policy. Each bank is responsible to the Central Bank of Ireland for that policy. It is not unreasonable, Sarah. Not unreasonable at all that banks will look at this question now. Yeah. In a circumstance, as you rightly put to Owen, in a circumstance where there is such uncertainty about the future. Okay. That is reckless lending. If you're making a decision now about a lending decision where there's no certainty on someone's employment, that is not in the interest of that individual, not in the interest of that consumer.
Sure, and I don't think anyone is arguing that necessarily. They're saying that people should look at people's individual circumstances, and I'm just wondering what you would say to a couple who were very close to closing a deal, maybe have finally found a house in what is a very difficult housing market, had got mortgage approval but has now had that paused and may lose the house as a result, even though their employment situation hasn't changed and they're still getting all the income that they were into the house. What would you say to that couple? Is that the right situation for them to be in?
So in any time you go from a mortgage approval to a mortgage drawdown, the banks make it absolutely clear that if there's a change in circumstance, they have to have regard for that. That's not just the view of the Irish banks. It's the view of the governor of the Central Bank of Ireland. He said on the 7th of May, he said, if lenders are pulling back because the individual borrower's circumstance was such that it cast doubt over the sustainability of the borrowing, I think, that's what the governor said, I think it's in the interest of the borrower that the bank actually does pause and take stock. So that's the view of the regulator. The very clear view of our regulator is that there must be a full assessment before someone draws down the mortgage that they have the ability to pay this. And given the turmoil that's taking place right the way across the economy, the difficulty that people are in right now, the very last thing any bank should do is to continue with a mortgage drawdown if there is some question mark on that person's ability to repay.
So how do they know? How do they know if there's a question mark or not if they don't look?
Well, there's a lot of things that they will know by looking. I suppose a number of questions around the sector, whether or not they've received some assurance from their employer that job continues, whether in a stressed environment.
Again, I'm asking specifically about the bank that is imposing a blanket ban and isn't asking those questions. That's what I'm asking. How will they know if that person is able to repay their mortgage if they're not asking those questions?
Well, I'm sure they are asking those questions. But what I'm saying
isn't that just the point, Brian? They're not. They're saying if you're on the temporary wage subsidy scheme, your mortgage approval will be paused. They're not looking beyond those facts.
There are seven lenders out there at the moment. We used to have 20. Surprise, surprise. Most of them have left the Irish market and not coming back. We used to have 20. Now we have seven lenders, two non-bank lenders and five retail lenders. There's a competitive market out there.
So you're just saying change banks? You're halfway through your mortgage approval?
But sure.
You know,
sure.
And we all know how difficult that could be. Just change banks?
A large number of people currently make applications to multiple banks when it comes to getting the best rate, the best terms and offer. That's what competition is.
So would that be your advice to people then? Don't go to AIB?
No, absolutely not. My advice to people is, of course, shop around. Make no apologies for that in a circumstance where they're looking for a mortgage. Credit, this is a commercial decision. What I'm saying to you is this, it is unfair not to put forward the reasonable argument that all lenders will be looking at this issue very closely, because they cannot, under regulation, under the rules, under the law that the legislators themselves have decided, they cannot make decisions without a proper full assessment. And how can anyone, in a circumstance where there is such uncertainty, by the whole temporary nature of the supports that are there from the state, make that decision? That would be immoral and wrong for the banks to do that.
All right, Brian Hayes, Chief Executive of the Banking Payments Federation of Ireland, thank you very much for joining us. Owen O'Brien is still on the line. And Owen, briefly, just your reaction to Brian Hayes' response there.
I have to say he avoided the central question. Nobody is asking banks to break either the legislative regulations within which they work or to lend recklessly. It's the very last thing I want to recommend to any of my hardworking constituents. What I'm asking is the regulations are applied properly. And my understanding is we have three banks who have blanket bans. All we're saying is that just as there is a case-by-case assessment of a mortgage application, if there is a change of circumstance, that should be assessed on a case-by-case basis. And we're not just talking about people who are starting the mortgage process. We're talking about significant numbers of people who had concluded it, who had signed contracts, who had put deposits on houses and aren't now even being given the benefit of an assessment. And again, I make the point that I made earlier. Banks are charging additional interest on mortgage holidays when they don't have to. It's not a requirement under the European Banking Authority. These are the same banks that have got billions of euros of taxpayers' money, have returned to profitability, and aren't paying a cent in corporation tax. And I have to say, it's very poor form of the Banking Payments Federation not to say what everybody knows, which is give everybody an individual assessment, do the risk assessment that the law requires, and stop covering for banks that once again are looking after their own interests rather than the broader social economic interests of our society at a time when everybody else is putting their shoulder to the wheel. Workers are putting their shoulder to the wheel, employers, the taxpayer, and the banks are walking away scot-free and treating us all with disdain as they always do. I think that's bad form.
Okay, Owen O'Brien, Sinn Féin TD for Dublin Midwest, and before that, Brian Hayes. Thank you both for joining me.